Oh, Alan.
That's not very epic.
Alan's sure gonna be crabby after
Okay, no.
that.
Okay.
Sure it is.
Free agents.
I'm rusty.
Stop him
I'm
now.
shaking off the rust.
We were missing that on the draft pod.
All right. Well, I've got a list up of some top free agents, top 15, according to sportingnews.com. We'll
It's
just.
funny they call them free agents because these guys are about to get pretty expensive for whatever team.
Ooh.
Five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Welcome back, everyone, to another normal episode of Full Court Mess with totally normal hot takes from the online, normal hot tweets, normal hot boys, normal length episode, perhaps. I'm Jared, your totally normal and totally good mood, hopeful Warriors fan.
I'm Joe, returned from a wedding, man, person,
Traitor.
guest.
And I'm Will, and I am still combating a lot of negative draft vibes surrounding the Washington Wizards.
So what's different? What's
No, not much has changed. I'm getting increasingly concerned that the Wizards drafted Rui Hachimura for the clout. They're really excited about all of the Japanese media that's really invested right now. And it's kind of coming off like that's why they picked the kid.
I thought they've made that quite obvious.
They really have. Like every post is just like, wow, look who's a big star in DC. And it would be very on brand for this ownership group to just make a pick to like open up a new market.
I mean, they didn't even scout the guy, right? They never even talked to him.
Yeah, I saw an Instagram video in their opening press conference where the owner or the acting GM or whoever it was looked at him and was like, "You could shoot the three, right?" And everybody laughed. And it was an honest question that this man had for their newest draft pick.
So yeah, Rui, I love, he seems like a great dude. Very excited for him as a person. I think he'll be fun on the court. I'm afraid he's probably just Jabari Parker. So not excited there. But hey, when you're losing Jabari Parker to restricted free agency, you gotta draft that replacement for that player that no one really wants. But enough about those that bum of a team. We are back with an enlightenment take this time because it is a normal episode. And this take centers around the NBA award show, which just happened. It did not happen near the end of the regular season. It happened well after the finals and the draft, so nobody cared. But one guy cared, and the reason this is enlightened is because I have no clue really what his point is. So it must be real galaxy brain. He listed some of the awards. He said most improved player, Siakam. Rookie of the year, Luka. Defensive player of the year, Rudy Gobert. MVP, Giannis. Four biggest awards in NBA were given out to foreigners. Media is really, really funny. All of them deserved it 1,000,000%, but I see what y'all little game is. I'm gonna be honest, I don't see what the media's little game is here.
How is their game if they all deserved it?
Their game is giving the awards to deserving players and busted.
Damn.
Thought this could fly under the radar, Adam Silver. Oh no.
You really thought you were going to get out here and give the MVP to the best player in the league, and you thought you could give the defensive player of the year to the best defensive player in the league, and you thought we wouldn't notice. Huh. Funny to your boy.
You've been caught.
So, media, you're being watched. You're not being watched by any old folks. You're being watched by the truly enlightened out there. So, head on a swivel.
Speaking of Adam Silver, I do want to touch base about the draft episode, because I did enjoy it. I did listen to it, and I did appreciate how Jared referred to Adam as the bald man every time he came out, or you had a few other terms for him, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, the white man, bald man, the white bald man.
The white bald man. Okay, yes, great. Also, I just want to add two more things. One, I would have done a way better job at managing who was picking when via the trades than either of you two did. And second of all, just want to throw a bit in there that I really would have done. After Ja Morant got picked, and the discussion was, should he go by Ja Morant via the Yugoslavian Basketball League, I really would have thrown in that how would he pair well with Jaren Jackson Jr. In the Yugoslavian League. I just wanna put that out into the ether. And
you should have joined us then.
Man,
I should have, and I regret it.
This man said he's going to a wedding instead of basketball draft.
It's true.
Bro, pick one lifestyle. Pick one.
You can't be a podcaster and be married.
I was the guest at a wedding. I wasn't getting married.
Yeah, but that's like a married lifestyle. You get married one time, you average three wedding visits a month.
Hey, y'all ever notice this about married dudes? They always be ending up at weddings that aren't their own. It's like, hey, thought you had a wife already. The hell is this?
So like every NBA fan, I forgot about the NBA awards happening until the day of. And then I remembered and I said, oh yeah, that's happening today because I saw an ad. And then I forgot again, so I didn't watch it.
Yep. You know what? Check this out. I remembered it and I didn't watch it.
That's awesome.
Because why? It really like...
Well, Shaq was hosting, right?
I heard that was awful.
So that, yeah, I was going to say, like, I saw Shaq was hosting. I said, that shit's not going to be funny. So I'm not going to watch a cop talk about basketball for 2 hours. So we can go over the winners, yeah?
Yeah, they were all pretty unanimous, I think. It seemed like.
I think so.
Not really any close ones when they get sent out via voting breakdowns.
Yeah.
I thought most improved player might be pretty close, but
yeah,
it wasn't as close as I thought.
Yeah, so most improved, that's Pascal.
I thought D'Lo would give him a run closer than he did, but that's all right.
MVP.
Totally deserving.
Why is it showing in this order? Whatever. MVP. Of course, that's Giannis.
Not according to the Houston Rockets.
I was about to say, the Rockets put out a tweet saying we disagree.
Sorry, let me say it correctly. The 2018 NBA champion Houston Rockets and their 2019 MVP, James Harden.
That's right.
They really tweeted that we disagree. Look at these stats. You guys already got flamed for the audit.
The Rockets fans are losing it too. I thought Lakers fans were the most unreasonable fans now, but there was a Rockets one recently where a big Rockets fan on Twitter tweeted out. Let's see if I can find it because it's so good for the Clutch Fans account. There were actually five members of the media that voted Westbrook over Harden in 17, LeBron over Harden in 18, and Giannis over Harden in 19. Then he listed them. Reggie Miller, and then four other guys who aren't as well known, including one who is might be with a Chinese television channel. He said that's not even attempting to hide it.
They didn't think Harden was the MVP.
Anti-bias.
And in fact, the fact that only five people did that would make me think there's not really a problem there, because the only one of those years where I thought Harden was clearly the MVP was the middle one.
Right.
And he won. He still won.
Like, there's this big conspiracy, but he's come in like top two in the MVP voting in like four out of the last 5 years. He's probably not being blackballed from awards if that's the case.
Probably, yeah. It's...
That take might be too hot for this podcast.
Your take. The Rockets, like collective, like fans and organization, are becoming the old man, where everyone else has to say, "How many times do we have to tell you this, old man?"
They really are.
We'll move on. Rookie of the Year, Luka. Big surprise.
In a landslide, Luka. I think he got 98% of the vote, or 98 first place votes, or something like that.
Big shout out to all of the Trae Young stans who've been recycling the man from December 1st on. It's been a dead heat between them. My man, I can't tell you how much that doesn't matter when Luka was also awesome before December 1st. And then also it never factors in that, like, Luka, while not an amazing defender, is miles ahead of Trae Young.
Mm-hmm. Defensive player of the year, speaking of defenders, Rudy Gobert.
I would have given it to Giannis, but I can't. I'm not like upset that Rudy won it, but I personally would have given it to Giannis.
Yeah, I think that was more of a tight race than like any other category, probably. So that's our sixth man, Lou Williams.
Okay, here's something. Sixth man one has been bothering me.
Okay.
The finalists were Sabonis, Lou Williams, and Montrezl Harrell, correct?
Yep.
How can you have two sixth man of the year finalists from one team? One of them, by definition, has to be the seventh man.
This is not a math podcast.
Well, you can't have two sixth men on the same team.
So coach of the year.
Jim Boylan.
Yep.
Good to see him finally get recognized for the, because I was worried that maybe the media wouldn't really remember that he was in fact responsible for the Bulls start to the season and not Fred Hoiberg. And it was just so good that I was hoping he would get credit for that.
Good callback. Looks like they've actually taken the award and given it to someone else.
Oh no.
After the players protested. So it's actually Mike Budenholzer.
Okay, I legit forgot who won this. But yeah.
Community Assist Award, Bradley Beal.
Yes, this is the one like
award that really matters. Let's talk about it.
Like 3 out of the last 4, because John Wall won it in like 15-16, I think.
Yeah, and then John Wall put on those sunglasses, and then
John Wall.
Then he changed.
Smoked a fat one before announcing that award for Bradley.
We'll have to retweet that clip. That man was struggling to read.
It was awesome.
Sunglasses. What do you expect?
Why is he wearing those sunglasses change you. He's worn those sunglasses for 3 straight years. Some say he wears them on the bench.
They call him John with the shades.
It's bad. Is there something?
There's
something bad with that.
Players Tribune article about John with the shades, written by Brandon Jennings.
Oh no,
it's awesome.
Sportsmanship Award, Mike Conley.
The fans. Oh, okay. Mike Conley. I guess.
I'm hearing fans getting sportsmanship. I don't think so.
Joking. Utah Jazz fans should have gotten.
Hasn't Mike Conley won this before? Right?
A really bad team that definitely wanted to trade him, and then did. Way to go, Mike. No, I love Mike.
He also got Teammate of the Year.
He sure did.
Executive of the Year, John Horst.
The Bucks, the MVP coach GM sweep. You know that term people use.
They truly got every piece of hardware that you would want your team to get in a season.
But not the Community Assist Award.
That's the only one they missed out on.
House of Highlights Moment of the Year. Nobody. Nobody won it. I'm hearing that nobody won this award.
I did see a good point on Twitter that how did it not go to Russell Westbrook dropping 20-20-20 and dedicating it to Nipsey?
That probably should have been it.
But, all right, But they decided to give it to no one at all, so that must have been the second best choice.
Yeah, interesting choice this year, but you know who am I to question this?
There were actually no good plays.
No good moments.
Yeah.
It was a bad season. Although we've had a lot of takes on Twitter that it was a really great season out of reasons like there was not a work stoppage. Finals happened.
Yep.
So it's really a tale of two seasons if you break it down.
Lifetime achievement goes to Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. Larry Bird actually went on stage and he told an AIDS joke about what? Magic when they were accepting the award.
I can't tell if you're joking.
I'm dead ass serious. This is
what the fuck, Larry.
Well, we'll retweet that as well.
That seems like something Larry Bird would do. But I'm still surprised.
Turns out he's not changed at all.
Yeah, no, he's the exact same guy. I thought about it when I saw them. I saw a picture that Magic tweeted out of them accepting the award together or whatever. And I was just like, Larry must have hated that shit. Like, there's no way Larry likes Magic even now. So I guess that was correct.
And then NBA superstar Robin Roberts gets the Sager Strong Award.
I had no idea they gave out so many awards with this thing.
Well, the Sager Strong started a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for being a good, tough, strong person in rough times.
Should have gone to Mello.
Should have gone to Mello, yeah.
Stay Mello.
And that's the awards. That's
all of them, huh?
That's all of them. I'd be surprised if anyone else or anyone watched.
Man, it really felt stupid. Like, and I'm not saying they weren't deserving of it at all, but boy, did it feel stupid to give the MVP to one of Harden or Giannis after the finals.
Yep.
It's just like, is the deserving MVP. That's not the point. Just move it earlier. Because when you do it after that, I don't care anymore.
Nobody cares. Nobody gives a shit.
To me, it's so much cooler that, like, the memories I have of guys getting the MVP award is, like, Allen Iverson getting it on the court in a playoff game, like, pregame.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, his whole home crowd cheers for him at the stadium. Like, yep. And he holds it up. Like, Derrick Rose doing the same thing. Like, that's cool. That's cooler to me than, like, all these NBA players and their families clapping along, you know, I don't know. That's how I feel.
Because when you do it that way, you basically have to defend your MVP in the playoffs. Right. It's how you get moments like Hakeem versus David Robinson, where Robinson gets the MVP and then Hakeem just embarrasses him on the court. And you're like, nope, that's Hakeem's now. Like, imagine how much fun we would have had if Giannis gets that MVP, dominates Boston, and then goes up face-to-face with Kawhi already with the MVP in his back pocket. Like, the narratives would have been incredible.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway.
Yeah, they need to figure –
They had it figured out is the problem.
Yeah, and I get, like, trying to do a whole show for it, like – and that'd be cool if they could put on a good show, but I haven't heard a good thing about this year's show. Last year's I actually watched, and it kind of sucked.
Hey, Adam Silver, bald man, don't be a coward and hire the Full Court Mess podcast team to host next year's
awards. We got this. We will do it. We'll do funny but respectful jokes.
Oh, yeah. No AIDS jokes.
And we're not cops. So
we have to tell you where we are, and we're not.
Yeah, no AIDS jokes.
I mean, that's already an improvement on this past year, so... What more could you want?
Yeah. Just for your consideration. Us. What else we got? We got Houston. You guys hear about Houston trying to get Jimmy Butt?
Jimmy Butts.
Jimmy
Butts. Trying to trade away everyone else to get Jimmy Butts with Harden and CP3, who apparently have no problems with each other anymore.
Yeah, that was quite the turnaround. They want Jimmy Butler to... they apparently want Jimmy Butler to ask for a sign and trade from the Sixers. so that he can play alongside CP3 and Harden, who both want the ball at all times.
Just three mellow individuals who never have arguments or...
Who've never had teammates not like them.
Nope, not a one.
Who have never not liked their teammates.
Not occurred in history. And, like, what are the guys? They're floating so they can try to get the draft pick to trade for them. It's like Clint Capella, PJ Tucker.
They don't need big defense.
Good strongest run. Assets, PJ Tucker, and cash considerations.
PJ Tucker's been, like, their second best player in the playoffs for two straight years, and there's like, yeah, let's get rid of him so we can maybe trade for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Right. It's a sign-in trade is what they want.
It'd be awesome if they make these trades to try and make room for Jimmy, and then they don't get him.
It would be very awesome. I agree.
So.
Oh, I see what's going on here. Harden hatred by the media, us.
Oh, damn it.
Uh-oh.
Quick, let's come up with some international players that we could replace James Harden with who would be better.
Okay.
Alan Smailagic.
Nailed it. All right. That was my one. So I'm out. I think it's Alex.
I don't have any.
Get it right.
What did I say? Doesn't matter.
Mark Gasol staying with the Raptors, according to Woj.
Oh, yeah.
That broke three hours ago.
The way I found out was on Twitter, and Twitter made a moment that said, "Hey, Raptors fans, he's staying." And that was it. And then when you clicked on it, you saw that it was Mark Gasol.
Yeah, that was mean.
More like Narc Gasol.
Send him home. All right.
I'll see myself.
Free agency time?
Yeah.
Shall we take a look?
They are coming up fast. July 1st opens free agency. We are going to make some ironclad predictions on where they're going to end up.
Some guarantees.
And you know we're good for him.
Now, remember last week, I did say that Kent Bazemore would be traded soon.
Ooh. Predicted the Kent Bazemore trade.
He's traded for who again?
Evan Turner, straight up.
Okay.
Straight up.
Also, you guys hear that Colin Crabbe was arrested?
Oh, yeah.
According to everyone's favorite media source for news, TMZ, arrested for DUI.
Oh, Alan.
That's not very epic.
Alan's sure going to be crabby after
okay, no.
that.
Okay. Free agents.
I'm rusty.
Stop him now.
Shaking off the rust.
We were missing that on the draft pod.
All right. Well, I've got a list up of some top free agents, top 15, according to sportingnews.com.
Mm-hmm. It's funny they call them free agents because these guys are about to get pretty expensive for whatever team.
Ooh.
Now we're talking.
So we'll start. We'll start number one. Kawhi Leonard, where's he going? What's he doing with his life?
I think the Raptors are a strong possibility. Yeah. I feel like I'm 50-50 on Raptors or Clippers. That's where I'm at.
I was thinking about it before the cast, and I said, "Will, you weak bitch, you need an answer for this." And so I stepped off the fence, and I'm gonna say Clippers.
You think so?
I feel bad doubting the Raptors because putting my faith of them really paid off this season. But I think so. I think he's leaning that way. I think he's wanted to go there for a while, and I'm going to go with LA. If he stays in Toronto, I'll be ecstatic.
I see Clippers more than the Raptors, but it seems like he's definitely taking time to think about what he wants. I don't think anything is set in stone yet.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I get thrown by, it's like, you know, the reports where it's like, he's actually considering staying. Like, if we have to say that for the team he just won the title with, I'm not certain it's going to happen.
Right.
That's a good point.
Number two, Kevin Durant.
He declined his player option today.
Right. I think that was going to happen no matter what.
The New York Knicks.
I think that's still likely.
Yeah. I mean, it's somebody's, they just seem like the most likely team to offer him a max deal. I buy it.
Yeah. He apparently is in New York right now, but that's just where his doctor is.
Yeah. I should say, I don't think they're going to be the only team that offers him a max. I think plenty of teams are going to do it. No, I think
plenty will too.
But I mean, it seems like it's them or Brooklyn, and the Knicks just seem like more likely, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There were reports.
I was thinking about this today. Also. Go ahead, Jared.
There are just reports of Kevin Durant. I don't know if you heard about the FaceTime call with Clay during that last finals game.
Mm-hmm. After Clay got hurt, he was like, "We got unfinished business."
Well, Michael right. Thompson, who really loves to talk about everything Clay's thinking.
Yeah.
told the media that he heard a Kevin Durant FaceTimed Clay and they talked in a back room and he said that they probably don't want him to indulge and say what they're speaking of, but they have unfinished business.
In New York.
It was either here or the Garden, man. I imagine their unfinished business is both of them saying to each other, like, "Dog, no more discounts. We both need max deals."
Yeah, unfinished business financially.
we got unfinished business. We gotta both be in Space Jam 2.
They open up a taco shop together. Finally, our business is finished. We have bought a Top Golf.
Jared, how much stock do you put in that the Warriors have said that they would offer Clay and KD max deals and just deal with the luxury tax because they'll make it all back on their new arena?
Well, I believe that completely because they sign them both. If they both were signed under max, it'd be like $350 million in the luxury, but they make that every year in the playoffs back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's, this year's going to be lighter on the playoffs potentially with Clay and KD out.
Potentially, but
in the long run,
they can afford it, and right. Especially the new arena. You know, they'll be bringing in big money for a while still.
Sure,
but I mean, there's still a concern about depth.
Yeah. I thought about it, and when Kevin Durant left the Thunder to play for the Warriors, the whole time leading up to it, I thought, there's no way he leaves the Thunder. They were a game away from the finals. Like, why would he leave that? And then he did. So to me, I'm like, if another team offers him a max deal, why wouldn't he take that? So in that same logic, I'm going to say that he stays with the Warriors.
Yeah, okay. He's going to do what we least expect.
He's going to do what I least expect, at least.
To DC, baby.
Okay, yeah. I had not considered this option.
You're like, that's not even what I least expect, because least expect implies some sort of validity to it, like I would expect it at all.
All right, who's our next free agent?
Kyrie. I think. Bear with me.
Okay.
I think he goes to the Knicks.
Also Knicks.
You still think so?
This Brooklyn Nets momentum seems like, it seems too early. It feels like they're peaking before free agency starts. And then, I don't know, I think it peters out. And I think the Knicks are the bigger brand, and that'll matter. I think this funny part with the next Nets getting worried that signing Kyrie won't also give them KD is pretty funny.
The whole like quote, like, what have we gotten ourselves into?
Yeah, like they got cold feet and they haven't even signed the guy yet, which is pretty hilarious. But I do, I think the Knicks land the insane point guard and the injured superstar.
Maybe I'm not sold on the Knicks yet.
I don't blame you. I should never be sold on that team.
Because They've had trouble scoring good free agents for the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to be an embarrassment in the media, including being fined this week $50,000 for trying to ban a local newspaper from their media days.
You gotta imagine that makes them more attractive to Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, though.
Okay, possibly. Possibly.
So where do you think that he's headed, Jared? If not New York.
Kyrie is going to the Lakers after the Lakers strike out on everyone else.
I hear you on the Lakers. The reason I'm not picking them is because I literally do not believe they will succeed in opening up a max slot.
Okay. Good point.
I think they're just too incompetent to be able to pay a max this offseason.
But have you considered Space Jam 2?
Ooh, I do love the idea of LeBron using Space Jam 2 to funnel money to players.
Which is legal. That's legal. He can do that, too.
But he's already signed Damian Lillard to it.
Yep, true. Well,
I'll take the Nets.
Take the Nets?
I'll say Kyrie goes to Brooklyn, yeah.
And D'Lo leaves then?
I don't want that. I would love for Brooklyn to just keep D'Lo. And, like, he had an all-star season. Like, I don't know. Obviously, Kyrie is an upgrade. But, I don't know. If
D'Lo's younger, too.
It would be hard for me to part with D'Lo after the season he had.
Yeah, well, we'll get to D'Lo. Later on the list, so we'll get to him.
Okay. He is restricted, so the Nets could match.
Yeah.
If the Lakers, I've heard Lakers for D'Lo, but again, we'll get to that. But
yeah,
I don't know. I just don't see Kyrie to the Lakers just because of the narrative of him joining forces with LeBron again.
Yes, but he's already apologized. Made it known that he's a better man for apologizing.
He made it known that it takes a big man to apologize, and he is that big man.
He is that big man, that's
for,
right.
For something I feel like he still didn't need to apologize for.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like even though LeBron's like the furthest on in his career of between him, AD, and Kyrie, if that was the team, like, even after LeBron moves on, it's AD's team. It's not Kyrie's team anymore.
Yeah.
Like, still not Kyrie's team. You know, it's, I don't know. I feel like he wants to be on a good team, but he wants to be the best player on that team.
To the Magic. Wait, no, they have Fultz.
Fultz, yeah, they're set.
So he won't be the best player on that team.
What, like, if you got to pick a team to put Kyrie on, and you're not guaranteeing that another top guy comes with him, is there one you would want?
I'm trying to think of that right now, because there's a lot of good point guards out there right now.
They really are.
That
work
well with their teams.
Like, honestly, this is probably sad to say, but if I could pick the one where I don't get to add other players automatically, I would probably want him to go to the Lakers. Like, I don't necessarily want that team to win at all, but it'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd be really fun.
We know him and LeBron are amazing together. It would at least be a good time.
Yeah. And also, Kyrie's been, like, investing into the film industry.
Oh, has he?
So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's got, like, multiple films. I should have known that.
So there's that, too.
I want to keep him away from my sweet Nets.
What about sleeper team? He'd be fun with Detroit.
He would.
Kyrie, Blake, and Drummond.
It seems depressing to imagine him in a Pistons uniform.
It seems depressing to imagine anyone in a Pistons uniform.
Very, very fair. He does the way he plays basketball, I feel like, just screams for him to be in a big market, though.
Yeah. I think he wants to be in a big market.
He needs those stands who overrate everything he does because he looks so damn cool playing basketball. Like, and he's great, obviously, but man, like, he has always been the perfect Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they would be selling me on the Knicks here, Will.
That fan base got that into Melo. Imagine what they do for prime Kyrie Irving.
True. And then how they would turn on him.
Oh, absolutely. But somewhere along the way, he would have like a 65-point game in the Garden. It would make it worth it.
He'd become, yeah, they'd all view him as the greatest ever. I don't know. It'd be fun. Fun to see him team up with James Dolan.
He's had a decent, he's done a decent job rehabilitating like past burnt bridges because Caps fans love him again for destroying the Boston Celtics single-handedly.
True. Okay. Yeah.
So he knows how to apologize.
It takes a big man. All right, number four, according to Sporting News, Jimmy Butler.
Jim Butt.
Lakers.
Ooh.
The third superstar to the Lakers for me.
Be fun. Is he okay with not getting a max though? If the Lakers cannot afford a max?
Dunno. Okay. He doesn't seem like the type of player that, I mean, like, obviously he would want to win a championship, but he's not like the type of player that would take a pay cut to win a championship. Yeah. Potentially. He's not at that stage in his career yet. If ever. So that's a good point.
Jimmy wants to be paid in push-ups from his teammates.
He did mention wanting to fix the Bulls, which is hilarious.
I think that would be really fun.
It would be so fun.
They would, if he joined that team, they'd be a, I don't know, sixth seed at worst in the East.
Mm-hmm. There's also some interest from Pat Bev in the Bulls.
Pat Beverly is the most Jim Boylan player I could ever think of.
They both are. They'd be dumb fun together. And that's like instantly a way better defensive team.
Yep.
That'd be fun. I think, I think Lakers are definitely a possibility. And I think they could use his defense and work ethic.
It's funny. Like, the general sentiment seems to be Jimmy's going back to Philly, but I really...
I have doubts.
That much there.
Yeah, I don't think it's that likely.
He did not get a lot of shots.
No, except for that one game where he, like, single-handedly won that game in playoffs.
Oh yeah.
What do you have, like 40-something points?
Was it a Nets game or a Raptors game?
It was a Nets game, I think. Mm. I think. He had a good game though, and that was the. Like one game that I saw where he was just give me the ball now.
Yeah, it's still such a strange team in Philly. Like, if they come back for a whole, they were close to doing it this year, and if they come back for a whole offseason, the bet is they get better. But yeah. I don't know. Like, he is not the guy there, and he seems like a guy who wants to be the guy.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's hard to predict anything that happens with free agents in Philly, but.
Yeah,
I think he's gonna go somewhere else, and that's, I think wherever he goes, I think it'd be fun. He's an interesting guy. He brings a lot of heat. Next up, Kemba.
Kemba,
who said that he would take less money to re-sign with the Hornets.
Kemba, no.
You don't have to do this.
You think this, Kemba? It's a bad look.
A respectable decision, but you deserve better.
I do think he stays.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think Kemba gets re-upped in Charlotte.
Yeah, I agree. People say that. It means, you know, obviously they want to stay there. I think a factor that we forget about a lot of the time when talking about free agents is that, like, these are still human beings that may not enjoy the inconvenience of moving. As easy as it could be for them to just hire someone to move all their shit, I could totally see that guys would want to just be like, I don't want to move. I like things here. I like where I am. I got family around. Kemba seems like that kind of guy.
And Charlotte could, I mean, their cap situation is not great, but they could potentially, you know, bring in more pieces around him too.
Yeah, they could make something work.
They've been trying to dump off salary. There was rumor of them trading for Wiggins, which would be interesting. I don't know that that's the same as bringing in good people around him, but...
It neither brings in a good player or dumps off salary if you do it, but...
Interesting.
they have a lot of high salary, like mid-level, getting older players. They've got Marvin Williams, they've got Nick Batum.
Batum one's scary. Marvin's in the last year of his deal.
Yeah, that's it's just a lot of money if they can. I don't know. It's tradable, I suppose.
Yeah, they've got some weird deals going on.
They've got a lot of guys that are like pretty decent, but not quite worth the money they're getting paid, but not bad enough to just like cut. It's a weird team.
It's like a Cody Zeller, purgatory situation.
Frank Kaminsky, like those guys are like, they're not bad NBA players at all, but like they're rotational guys probably at best.
I saw today that the Hornets are mulling over whether they want to pick up Frank's option, his that option on the end of his rookie deal. Mm-hmm. And a couple things hit me at once. One, I can't believe he's still on his rookie deal. It feels like he's been in the league for 9 years.
Yeah.
And two, it hit me because friend of the show, Adam, quote tweeted it with it. The Hornets turned down 4 first-round picks because they wanted to draft Frank Kaminsky.
Yeah, they sure did.
At ninth overall. 4 first-rounders for 9th overall.
And the Celtics just wanted to take Justice Winslow. They didn't even want Frank.
Right. Man. Damn it, Charlotte. Yeah, right. They're a bummer. But they had a good draft. They got PJ.
Yeah.
Who I really would have liked. I think he's a great pick. They got the better Martin twin.
Yeah.
As we discussed on pre-show. And
got those cool pinstripe throwback jerseys now.
Jerseys are great.
They're awesome.
Tony Parker is not there to bother them anymore, so got to count that as a win.
That's a win. That's a huge win. Yeah, Charlotte consistently,
Yeah, super mediocre. I am a little worried that team doesn't survive. I was thinking about it today. Of all the teams, that seems like the one that will fail long term. Because even like my disgusting franchise is big enough to like be talked about, but it's like Charlotte and Orlando are just constantly mediocre to awful, and you don't even hear about them.
So you say fail, like what is that?
If of all these teams they always like talk about with relocation, I think the most likely team
that
ever happened to would be the Magic or the Hornets. Yeah, clearly all these teams that I've mentioned have been failing for ages.
Yeah, Magic makes sense because they're still like a team close enough.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte would be funny because they've already moved.
Yeah. It's just like people talk about it with they always talk about it with Sacramento, and what was the other one people have tried recently? Was it the Pelicans or somebody else?
People talk about Phoenix and Memphis.
Phoenix and Memphis.
Yeah, well, that's what I've seen at least.
Phoenix is an interesting one because they're just so pathetic.
Right.
But like I don't see Charlotte having the support of any, especially not Sacramento or Memphis. Which stinks because it's a hoop state. But maybe, and I'm not blaming like the fans necessarily, but it's not there. No one cares. And maybe if the Hornets were ever decent at all, that would change. But goodness, nobody cares.
Move them out to Seattle, and then put the Pelicans to the east.
That'd be nice.
Easy switch.
Also, it's good. It's getting Memphis in the East, man. They belong there. They've played Eastern Conference basketball for years.
So let's move the Magic and the Hornets to the West, and then Grizzlies and Pelicans are just Eastern teams.
Love it. Absolutely love it. And aside to talk about how excited I know we touched a little bit on draft night, but how excited I am for Memphis to have Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Brandon Clark moving forward.
It's exciting.
I believe
in slow-mo, lest we forget slow-mo.
I would never forget slow-mo. I believe, as Joe said, I mean, that's a league pass team. Like, I cannot wait to watch those guys play basketball.
Jonas Valanciunas? Oh, man.
Yeah. Up. All right, who we got next? Clay Thompson.
Your Golden State Warriors.
I think
so.
Yeah,
I don't really see a reality where he leaves. Like, if Golden State only gives the max to one guy, it's going to be Clay.
Yeah, and like I could see him hearing offers from other teams. That's just like a thing to the Warriors. Like, y'all better pay me.
Mm-hmm.
Pay me now.
Yeah, the only way he does leave is if the Warriors don't offer him a max, and I don't think they're stupid enough to do that.
That'd be insane.
Like,
you offer him a max. He died for this.
So I don't think they do that. On the tiny chance they don't offer him the max, then I think there's probably a pretty decent chance of him dipping out.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, he's worthy of a max, despite the current injury.
And it's not like they have to give him a super max because he missed all NBA.
Yeah, and there's an interview and he was asked about like if he was mad, because when he learned that he missed all NBA, he seemed like kind of peeved, and then he's like, oh, I didn't care about the money. I just wanted it as like an accolade.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously, like, guys are going to say that, but mm-hmm. I believe it from him.
I believe anything Klay Thompson tells me.
Yeah, same. Yeah, you give that man a max. I think he'll stay. That's a guy you want as a lifer. Next, Chris Middleton.
I think he stays on the Bucks. I think the Bucks max him out.
I think he'll be a Buck. What is
his What's that?
What's his max deal? Like, how much money is it?
Let's look it up. I think it's like 160.
It's like 150 to 160 for 5 years, right?
I think so.
That's so much money.
I love Chris Middleton and would not be psyched about paying him $160 million over 5 years. But I think
it's what Giannis wants.
I think he'll get his max, and I think it'll be on the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
And then he gets traded in 2 years.
I was going to say, like, I don't – it's such, like, a fringe max player to me. But, like, if Giannis loves him, then I love him. And I do like Chris Middleton, but he's a frustrating player at times.
How old is he?
He's 27. He's pretty young. He seems a lot older.
Yeah.
He has time to improve still, or at least become more
consistent. He's literally 1 year older than Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah.
And however many years younger than Thon Maker, so.
Next, Tobias Harris.
This is an interesting one, because he could have a lot of suitors.
Yeah.
Like, he seems like the guy who's like, I'll take the best offer from whoever.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go a little into left field here. Los Angeles Clippers.
You think so?
Didn't he just come from them?
He did. I think he goes back.
Really?
Yep. It's probably nothing, but he was better there than he was in Philly.
True.
That's as good as he's been in his career when he was there. He was good in Detroit, but he was better in LA. I think there's too many max players. There's too many teams with space. So I don't think the Clippers are going to be able to get the two guys they want. So I think they kind of settle. I love Toby, but kind of settle. And I think they grab Toby as their second one.
Okay.
With Kawhi.
Yeah. I think Kawhi and Toby.
That'd be fun.
And Toby and Boban are a package deal. So and Boban comes with, of course.
So he it's returns, he returns show. As well. Okay. Okay. So a renewal of the, Toby and Bobby show.
What do y'all think? A lot of options for Tobias out there.
That's the thing. There's a lot of options. I don't know. He's like more the wild card of the whole bunch.
I'm going to go Sacramento Kings.
Oh. Okay.
Is that with them keeping Harrison Barnes as well? Or does Barnes go?
I don't know. Kings have a lot of cap space.
Yeah, Kings are in
it. And I feel like Tobias Harris is the best player that would conceivably accept a max offer from the Kings.
Yeah, I think Kings are also going to be looking for a center, though.
Don't they still? I mean, even with Cauley-Stein leaving, don't they still have like six centers on the roster?
Yeah, but are they
good? That's probably not enough for the Kings. I mean, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
So Harrison Barnes,
they have six centers. Do they want to start any of them?
Harrison Barnes opted out of his deal, so he's entering unrestricted free agency.
Yeah.
He was set to make $25 million with Sacramento, and he opted out.
Check this out. Sacramento gets Tobias. KD leaves. The Golden State Warriors bring Harrison Barnes back, baby.
Honestly, I'd be okay with that if KD leaves.
They're getting the 3-3 win band back together, even if Clay can't walk for a year.
And then they bring Bogut back for playoffs again.
Yeah, he's already there. They just keep him around or some shit.
They call up David Lee just to sit around.
Just to shit off a little bit.
Is that Post Bates' music?
oh my God.
Is that Post Bates' music?
Who's coming out of the tunnel? It's Leandro Barbosa.
I'm down. Why not? Why not?
So you're in on the Kings train for Tobias.
I could see it. I could see it.
Jared, I have a question for you as our resident Warriors expert.
Okay. Okay.
Is Quinn Cook a free agent?
Is he? I think so.
I would like to have him.
No.
Well, that's how
I mean, I feel like Quinn goes wherever KD goes.
Quinn, I really want, I'm pretty sure he's a DMV kid, so I'm hoping he wants to play at home more than Kevin Durant did.
Maybe. Or he could play for a stable organization.
That's asking for a whole lot. I mean, if he goes where Kevin Durant goes, he's not going to a stable organization.
Okay, true, but Kevin Durant would at least make sure Quinn is happy. Or is kept happy.
There have been some incredible takes from Wizards fans recently. And there's this really strong one that I didn't actually expect. I thought Wizards fans were more beaten down and therefore more realistic than they're currently being. But there's like this swelling of, why do people still like think we suck this much as an org? We got rid of Ernie Grunfeld. And I literally saw a guy who I really respected basketball opinions and as a person say, they fired the only reason they were this terrible for 16 years. And I was like, man, I don't know what to tell you if you think Ernie was the only problem with this team. Like,
someone hired that man and kept him.
Yeah, they kept him for 16 years. That was, like, even to this day, I saw the quote recently where they said it was a binary decision to fire Ernie Grunfeld. They only did it because he missed the playoffs. I was like, they don't understand what they're doing. I'm growing to accept that Shepard, who was Ernie's right-hand man, is going to get the full-time job. And I'm not super mad about it. He's made a clear effort already to run things differently than him, but there's no reason to be optimistic about the organization. It's the same org because it's the same owner. Like, they're still going to suck.
I don't want Quinn Cook to go there.
For
his sake.
Perfect.
Unless they say, start for us.
You might have to. I mean, who else is going to do it?
Right.
Because they're
not
too dumb.
That's for sure.
They're too dumb to re-sign Sato, so maybe Sato can just go to like the Spurs or the Warriors, and we can grab a hometown kid, Quinn Cook, grab some minutes.
Next up, Al Horford.
Apparently not the Boston Celtics.
Not the Celtics. Jumping ship.
Dare I say, the Sacramento Kings. I'm serious.
Okay,
I'd like to revise my Kawhi pick to the Sacramento Kings.
I'm serious. I think the Kings get Horford and Tobias Harris.
I think Horford at least would be I think that could work.
I'm pretty big on Horford wherever. Like, a lot of Celtics fans' current move is like, hey, good for Al, go get your money to whatever team is willing to give him 4 years, 112, good luck. That thing, like, I think that probably works for most teams. He's still good right now. That probably doesn't look good at the end of the deal. But he's going to be a great mentor. He's going to teach some excellent things to whatever group of kids he ends up playing with.
Yeah.
And what? Like, he sucks for a year. Perhaps like you. Then you eat a year.
Perhaps like Harry Giles and Marvin Bagley?
Ooh. Perhaps Zion Williamson?
Ooh. Now we're talking.
Speaking of Marvin Bagley... I'd like to announce that Marvin Bagley is already on next year's All-Suns team.
For getting in a rap beef with Dame Lillard.
Yes, but, okay, so his first song is okay. Dame's was okay, but then Marvin Bagley came back with another one called Checkmate, and it slaps. It goes hard.
All right.
Check it out.
I've been on the Bagley train for about a year, so...
He said, I'm finna sign with State Farm and push you in the stroller.
Woo! Okay.
And then spoke about turning Dame Dollar to chump change. I said, okay. I'm listening. Right. I'm listening.
By the way, if the Pelicans sign Horford, they make the playoffs next year.
Okay.
I would love that signing also. Pelicans, that'd be great.
See ya. Next, back to D'Lo.
D'Lo. Is this our last one, potentially? I know we're out of time crunch.
This is number 10.
Number 10.
We could fire through the last five quicker, because there's not as much to say about them.
Okay. D'Lo.
The Indiana Pacers.
That would be awesome. That is the team I've heard connected with him most, actually, other than, like, Lakers Instagram being like... It's reported that the Lakers have D'Lo at the top of their list. It's like
Lakers
okay.
Instagram is photoshopping D'Lo Lakers jersey pics, and it's like, no, you don't have to do that. He played for you guys already. You have old pictures.
Wow, crazy Photoshop. It's hard to even imagine. I hope he stays with the Nets or Pacers would be awesome as well.
Yeah,
I would go to at least a couple more Pacers games if he was on the team.
Yeah, I think D'Lo will be fun and work wherever he goes. But if he stays for the Nets, I think that's awesome. I think he's like definitely well appreciated there. And he works with the team. I think if the Nets do not get Kyrie and they keep D'Lo, I think that's like no loss at all. Or at least not much of a loss at all. But Lakers would be fun. A fun return.
The return.
All Lakers fans suddenly forgive him after talking shit about him for the last however many years it's been. Should we fire off these last five really quick?
Let's do it.
All right. 11, Nikola
Vucevic.
Some desperate dude's just going to throw it at him, but I have no clue who. I'm just going to say he stays in Orlando.
Orlando or the Phoenix.
Honestly, the Sacramento Kings.
Oh, no. 12, Cousins.
Oh, God, another one I have no clue on.
It's a weirder situation.
The Sacramento Kings.
The return.
As much as a fun of a return that'd be, I don't see that happening.
Somehow it seems unlikely.
Yeah, I don't know about Boogie.
I think he's going to take whoever offers him the most money.
Yeah.
I feel like some team is going to offer him like a two-year deal for the same money both years rather than a one-year deal, and that's what he'll take.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe he only wants a one-year deal again.
Maybe.
I think there'd be a team out there that would give him a two-year deal.
Yeah. I hope he gets money. I hope he has, wherever he goes, he's good. He's really fun to watch. Honestly, one of my favorite players to watch. And probably my favorite big man. But it also seems like he's still recovering. Wow.
The Damian Jones slander.
I love Damian Jones.
Marvin Bagley series. He's already been.
Well, hey now. 13 is Kristaps.
Oh. Boo. He's going to say no.
The Mavs said they're going to give him a max.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's fun playing that guy like 5'150", by the way. He's never been healthy for a full year.
Right. My brother asked about him yesterday. My brother's been getting into basketball because he hopped on that 2K sale that was when it was $3, and now he's learned about basketball.
Have him on the show.
He said, what about Kristaps? I said, he gets big money. The Knicks traded him to a team that wanted him even though he's being investigated for sexual assault. He said, why they do that? Because for some reason, everyone likes white guys who can't play for a whole season at a time.
That are also 7'3".
That I mean he'd be stupid not to take that Maverick.
Can't play a whole year is the most important part.
Yeah,
for sure.
He'd be stupid not to take that Maverick deal though.
Absolutely, he's taking it.
14, Bohan Bogdanovic.
I hope he stays with the Pacers.
How about this? Kings.
Got to say his full name. Third team All NBA vote receiver. Bojan Bogdanovic.
So let's get him.
Bogdanovic is on the same team.
Yeah, let's get him on the Kings while they keep Bogdan Bogdanovic.
He's fun. He's an underrated player, honestly. He's a great defender and a great three-point shooter.
Hold on, check this out. So they keep Bogdan Bogdan. They get Bojan Bogdanovic. They get Toby and they get Bobby. So we have Bohan, Bogdan, and big boy Boban
Marjanovic.
That's a great team right there.
And then they win it all.
That would be stellar.
And then we get to number 15, Malcolm Brogdon.
Man, I really hope he stays on the Bucks. But if the Bulls are really going to offer him 4 years, $80 million, that might not work.
That makes things hard for the Bucks.
I think he'll be in Chicago. I think he's the one they can't afford to keep.
Which is sad.
Too bad. I love Brogdon.
Me too.
He's my true president.
He's like Mr. Consistent, honestly. He's just like the most reliable player.
Yeah.
Joe. He's never going to like blow up with a huge, huge game, but he's going to give you like for sure like 15, 3, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, if you had the choice this offseason, say you hadn't already extended him like you did in the season between Brogdon and Bledsoe, which one would you take?
It's so hard because Bledsoe will go off and have those games, but he'll also disappear. It's tough, honestly. But if these are the prices they're at, I would take Bledsoe because he's cheaper.
Gotcha. But Brogdon gets signed for like $455 million.
Oh, I would be furious if the Bucks let him walk for that. Oh, okay. But if the price really is for $80 million,
yeah, I mean, that's
fine. I would be understanding, definitely. I would be sad, but I would like get it. But yeah, if it's cheaper than Bledsoe's deal and we let him walk, I would be mad.
Gotcha.
And his is $470 million, I think.
Yes.
Well, that's the list.
That's what's happening, folks.
That's so
every scenario each one of us said is happening. Don't think about it too hard.
Yeah, so all you really have to listen to for our next episode is us saying that all these things did happen.
Yeah.
Next episode's a confirmation episode.
check.
Right, when does free agency start again? That's like this weekend?
Yeah, on the 30th, which is Sunday.
Ooh.
Sunday or Saturday?
Let's go. I think that's Sunday night.
That's right. At 6 p.m. So we can actually get some results in before we have to fall asleep.
Yeah, early Woj bombs.
I mean, they should start coming any day now because they always get decided before free agency officially starts.
Yeah.
I do have a quick retro take if we have time to fire it off, but if not, we can skip it. Do it.
Fire it off.
Fire it off. Okay. This comes to us from the year 2009 from Yahoo Answers. And the question is, official NBA free agency predictions? It is a very long question asking about specific teams. But at the end, the question asker asks, where will these free agents be playing next year and how? Which is an odd way of putting that. This is the list. LeBron James, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, Amari Stoudemire, Joe Johnson, John Salmons, Rudy Gay, Josh Howard, Raymond Felton, Allen Iverson, Brendan Haywood, Carlos Boozer, Dirk Nowitzki. This is the year, if you don't recall, that LeBron, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade teamed up in Miami, and don't really recall what happened to all these other guys off the top of my head. But the answer is great, and I want to get into it. The answerer is Kenny. He has one answer in all of Yahoo Answers, and it was voted the best answer. So he is one for one, 100% best answers.
Wow.
This is the only time he answered a question on Yahoo Answers, and it was a doozy. Okay. LeBron James, New York Knicks. Reason, this is a new Knicks franchise, and they will compete year in and year out. The past is done, the cap is clear, and it's time to win. Chris Bosh, New York Knicks. Reason, not just to pair up with LeBron, but to show everyone he really is the best four in the game. And why not go from hiding in the snow to having your face all over Times Square?
Which would then have snow. Still be snow in the winter. It does snow there.
Is Toronto north or south of New York City?
It's pretty much on the same. D. D-Wade, Miami. Reason, he just wants a little help. I wish he would come to New York because LeBron may be bigger and stronger. But as of right now, D-Wade knows how to win and LeBron doesn't. Wade is the man, and there's not much more to say, and he will be a Knick killer, like MJ and Reggie.
Wade is the man.
I have a feeling this guy's from New York.
It was either here.
Amari Stoudemire. Amari Stoudemire, Miami. Reason, if Dwayne Wade can win a ring in his third season almost single-handed, why not make himself better by playing next to him? Amari is a top-flight power forward, but he's not better than Chris Bosh, except he filled out and Chris Bosh didn't. He keeps referring to Chris Bosh as CB4, which I do not like.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it so much.
Remember when Amari Stoudemire punched the case for a fire extinguisher and lacerated his arm?
Yep.
Good times.
And then the next game, I think he was like... he was either out for the game or he was ejected or fouled out or something. And the announcer said that he had been extinguished from the game. And then the announcer had to apologize.
Did you get a raise?
It's awesome.
The best Amari Stoudemire moment ever was that, was it a tweet or whatever, where he just said, D'Antoni, the Pringles man.
There goes my thinker.
Gonna move on here. Rudy Gay, Miami. Reason, Miami has money to spend and a starting five that has D-Wade, Rudy Gay, and Amari Stoudemire at the 2-3-4. That team will be the best in the East. Spoiler alert, they will be the best in the East, just not with that lineup.
Oh my, imagine like giving Miami fans like LeBron, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade, and then ripping that away and giving them Rie, Amari Stoudemire, and Dwayne Wade. Awesome.
What an alternate reality. Ray Allen, New York. Reason, the Celtics are going to rebuild, and why not share a backcourt with CP3 and have LeBron and Bosh on your side? So this man, this New York Knicks fan, is assuming that they will have Chris Paul, LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and Ray Allen on the Knicks.
And that Rudy Gay, Mark Stoudemire, and Dwayne Wade are still going to be better.
This sounds more like the mindset of like a Celtics or like a Philly fan.
Yeah, he only knows like two teams.
And
I love him.
Teams can just stack, can afford to stack all these guys.
He only knows two teams. Dirk Nowitzki, Phoenix. Please. Steve Nash or Jason Kidd. I think with Amari gone, he will come in and try to win a ring with the man who made him who he is, Steve Nash. The Suns shooting more threes can be scary.
Well, he'll win a ring with one of those guys.
The Suns have been shooting more threes, and it's not been scary at all.
The Suns have been very scary, depending on the point of view you're watching from.
Very scary, like, from a player who might be traded to them?
It's like, oh man, I love watching basketball. Oh god, no, it's the Suns!
He adds in four bonus predictions at the end, the first of which is, also, Chris Paul will be traded to the Knicks. He should have mentioned that earlier, but
like spoiled
no other details provided. No trade details provided, just will be traded to the Knicks. Haydu Turkoglu gets traded to the Jazz for nothing good.
Get on, Haydu.
That's great.
Michael Redd goes to Orlando and has a good, healthy season.
Hell yes.
Vince Carter to Charlotte.
Huh. Don't like that one as much.
For why? Why would he go to...
I feel like if Vince went to Charlotte, he never would have had the career renaissance, and he probably would like miss the Hall of Fame.
Possibly.
And finally, I would just like to wrap up with Kenny's sources here. He writes, sorry for writing so much, but I have a lot to say about the subject and never get an opportunity to say it. I hope it's the free agency we have all been waiting for, and I hope the NBA can have a bunch of happy teams in this free agency.
Aww.
Man wants everyone to be happy. This is awesome.
Thanks, Kenny.
Get this man on the pod.
Yeah, can we get him on the show? He's great.
Well, he put LeBron, Chris Bosh, Chris Paul, and Ray Allen on his team.
Yeah, but... he had all positive, even the Turkoglu thing. I'm gonna count that as positivity as well.
He's great. I love this guy. And imagine the takes he has stored up if he hasn't had a take since 2009.
Right.
That's a great point. Can he come on the podcast, please? That's all I got.
I choose to believe that's Kenny Wooten.
Kenny Wooten?
That's Kenny Wooten on Yahoo Answers when he was like 9 years old.
Kenny Wooten, who got robbed at the draft?
Brutal. He would no longer have the same love for the Knicks that he did as a youngin.
Does anyone other than who got drafted? RJ Barrett got drafted for the Knicks?
Yeah.
Sure did.
Anyone other than him have love for the Knicks? Like young players? Drafties?
I'd imagine not.
Makes you
I don't feel like I meet a lot of like Knicks fans my age.
Right.
All Knicks fans are in their 30s or older.
Yeah, and they're all depressed.
Yeah, they hate the fucking team. They definitely don't like them.
Well, that's a good throwback. That was fun.
That was great.
Positive.
Joe coming back strong from wedding
syndrome. I think the only one that actually happened was Dwayne Wade going to Miami. That's the only one he got right. I hope we can be better.
Well, he also was right that Dwayne Wade's team would be better than the Knicks.
Yep.
Okay.
Right?
True.
Right?
Dirk did win the title.
True. Okay. There were some... I didn't read between the lines there.
He saved his good picks for the margins. He'd sneak them in there when you weren't paying attention.
It's all about the fine print. Well, any last thoughts?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Get this man Will back to work.
Okay. Oh. Well, here's a thinker from the one and only Clay Thompson, who does not have many tweets, but I was determined to find something. This is from 2014. I think this was his first year of tweeting. You're a strong individual if you don't eat your Chick-fil-A on the ride home. I just want to point out that he spelled Chick-fil-A C-H-I-C-K space F-A space L-E-T. With a bonus tweet that just says American Ninja Warrior is crazy.
Where's the lie?
There's no lies here. No lies here at all.
Clay is the everyman of the NBA.
Love him. Love him.
True. Did you see his Instagram story yesterday?
No.
He was at some Star Wars exhibit thing, and there's like a giant Chewbacca mannequin or whatever, and he tagged Zaza Pachulia in it.
Oh, yeah. Clay is still a part of the greatest photo of all time, where it's honorable mention to that one where he's dressed up like he's in Harry Potter. But the actual greatest photo of all time. Where it's the on top of one another Wilt wings poster, Jordan wings poster, like Kevin Durant wings poster, and then Klay Thompson in a Washington State onesie in the gym with his arms spread out wide.
Not as wide as any of the other ones.
Oh, no, they're not even straight out. He looks like he's trying to be a flying squirrel.
Oh, it's so good.
Klay's awesome. Well, that's the thinker. Hopefully we'll be back next week to confirm that all these things we spoke of today happened.
Absolutely.
Look forward to telling you all how right we were.
That will be the first ever facts only podcast episode. So thank you. And please remember that we love you.
Thank you very much.